Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk to Ruben Frank and get his perspective on what he makes of this, and then we'll get to, you know, the Eagles moving forward, obviously, with training camp in 6 weeks. Let's talk to Ruben right now from NBC Sports Philadelphia and one of our own here at WIP. Good morning, Rube.
Hey, guys.
Great to have you on the show. So, Rube, you've heard what we've been discussing there in the last few minutes at least. So, two-part question. Do you agree the Eagles 2024 birds got shortchanged after the Super Bowl with the acclaim? And if so, why do you think it happened? You heard some of my theories. Why do you think it happened?
Yeah, it's a great question. And you're right. Like, those blowout scores. Like, if I say 44-6, you know what? Only one thing comes to mind, the 2008 Cowboys game at the end of the season,
of
right?
Of course.
There's those blowout scores, like, they have there's just something about them. And you're right. I think those last two touchdowns did change the narrative a little bit. But, I mean, it's always been this way. I mean, you know, national people never give the Eagles credit, never give Philadelphia credit. I, for one, don't really care because, like, we know what we have here. So, like, who cares kind of what you know, they're saying in California?
So I do. Look, I could tell you, I could sit in front of a psychologist and say, I know I'm supposed to not care. I know I'm supposed to have enough self-esteem that it doesn't bother me. It does bother me, Ruben. It does. I waited my whole life to see a championship. I saw it. Then I saw a second. And, you know, I'm going to puff my chest out a little bit. And I want the nation to understand that we, as a fan base, and let's be real, more than anything, the Eagles players deserve the acclaim. I mean, because, Ruben, I think there is a legitimate argument that this was the best team this century. They had the number one ranked defense. They had a 2,000-yard running back. They had a 10-game winning streak. And they absolutely decimated two teams in the final two games, one of which was a back-to-back champion. That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, like, as long as we know what we have here in this city, like, who cares?
Okay.
I mean, I get that you do, and that's sure. Valid. I just, you know what, we know here, and that's all that matters.
How much do you think is anti-Sirianni, anti-Hurts, as the nation processes those two?
No question about it. They don't fit the model of what people nationally want in a head coach and a quarterback. They're not classic NFL. You know, you're not looking at, guys that fit the mold of, you know, whoever it is, Chuck Knoll and Terry Bradshaw, or, you know, Bill Walsh and Joe Montana. They just, they're different. They're different. And it's kind of one of the reasons we love them here. But, yeah, who cares?
Ruben, we had Trot Jr. had a real opportunity this summer, getting a chance to get in there a little bit more with some of the linebacker injuries in this situation. What is our inside linebacker room looking like right now with all of the health challenges we've got going on?
Yeah, Trotter, it's been a great opportunity for him. And he's an athletic guy, and he's really smart. he's so different from his dad. It's so funny. They're just such different players. But we don't know when the Kobe's going to come back. What a shame. And you just hope he does come back 100% at some point. We don't know what Jahan Campbell is. And it's, you know, it's easy to just say you plug him in when he's healthy, and he should be healthy by the opener, I think. We know what Zach Vaughn can do, but there's a lot of questions there, certainly. And the potential is there to have the best linebacker crew this city has seen in, you know, in forever. I mean, gosh, when's the last time? I mean, we've lived, think of the linebackers we've lived through over the years, you know, yeah. From Keith Adams to, you know, Jamar Chaney and Moses Foku. And I don't want to.
Keith,
you know,
was start. Tough. Keith he would tough. Strike you.
He was a tough dude, but
he
come
would.
On now.
Come on now.
He was a little undersized.
Rube's been shaming both of you guys this interview. It's great.
I'm enjoying this so much.
What about
come on
Smile?
Now.
What about Smile Mondin?
Matt McCoy. I mean, we sure. Go on and on.
Sure.
Well, Smile's in there now, starting during this last mini camp, wasn't he?
He got some reps with the ones, yeah.
That's incredible.
Rube, do you think Jahan Campbell will be ready for week one? Do you think he will play?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In week one.
I think it's going to be close. I think if it's not week one, it'll be soon after. Just based on what Vic said, that he expects to see him in August.
Yeah.
So if that means the last day of August, then probably not. You need a little more time. If it's the first day of August,
sure,
which it probably won't be. But I think he'll be out there pretty early. And I can't wait to see what he's all about. I mean, the guys rave about him. And, you know, Zach Bond was just going off about him the other day and just how similar he is to him as far as his ability to do a lot of different things.
Good.
And line up in different places. But we haven't seen it yet.
Sure.
So. Who knows? But I think the potential is there to have really an elite linebacker crew, which I can't tell you the last time we had that.
Well, they had it obviously with the Seth Byard Evans William Thomas crew. That was something. And then in the 70s when you had Bergie and LeMaster and Bunting, you had some really good players. But it's not been, and then Trot. It certainly had some, you know, there was Sean Barber and him, I guess, didn't overlap. But you had Carlos Emmons with each of them. So you had two excellent ones,
yeah,
that, you know.
They were good. And I think, I mean, Seth and Willie T only overlapped a couple years.
Couple years, I think.
So, but we're talking about the potential to have this group together.
Sure.
For the long term, which, you know, that just hasn't happened.
All right, Rube, let's get to last week and then as it relates to the coming season. So you had a chance, obviously, to get your eyes on the guys in a practice. What stood, or maybe that was a couple of days ago. These days are all running together. What yeah. stood out to you when you got a chance to see the team? What are some of the main observations you took away?
Well, in the big picture, I think the biggest takeaway is that this does not look like a team that just won a Super Bowl a few months ago. They don't look like a team that's resting on its laurels. They don't look like a team that, you know, is kind of, you know, pumping out its chest and saying, you know, we just did this. I mean, they're putting in the work. They never talk about the Super Bowl. You know, they're just looking forward. And I think that comes from Nick and just the tone that he sets. And, you know, I think every Super Bowl team says that, but it seems like this team is doing it. And I think there's so many changes and there's so many new guys that, you know, they didn't experience that. So, you know, they bring a lot of energy, and it's been encouraging. It's been good to see. They're certainly not a team that's going in there saying, you know, we did this, it's just going to happen again automatically. They're putting in the work.
Ruben, what are the odds that we try to improve the cornerback position with a guy from Green Bay named Jair Alexander?
I just don't think that lines up with what Howie's trying to do this year. I mean, he wants to be younger. Jair Alexander's missed a ton of games. He's averaged like 7.5 games over the last 4 years. I think they're high in Kelee Ringo, and I think they should be. I think he's got a chance to be a player. This whole offseason has been about getting younger and getting faster, which means getting cheaper as far as contracts go. Now, if Kelee has a bad training camp and Adoree Jackson's not working out, he's kind of an older guy, you know, maybe you might see a move. I just don't think that one makes sense because you're looking at a guy who's going to miss half the season if the last 4 years are any indication. So I think he's only 28, but he's had a ton of injuries, and generally guys like that don't just start automatically getting better and healthier when they hit 28, 29, 30. So I just don't see it happening.
So Kelee Ringo, in your mind, is the front runner, and then Adoree Jackson, the experienced veteran that if need be, they feel as though they are comfortable depending upon for playing time. Is that how comfortable they feel with Adoree?
Yeah, I think that's the plan, and I think they want Kelee to win that job. You probably want the veteran, and he can back up the slot. He can, you know, Adoree Jackson can do a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think you want him starting. I don't think you want a 29-year-old. It's all about youth this year. I mean, that's how he said that, just in the way when he talks, and he said it in the way he signs players and the way he drafts. Obviously, you're going to draft young players. But the whole depth chart is all about being young, being fast, and being healthy. And those things all go together. And I just don't see, unless Kelee Ringo is not what they think he is, which is possible. You never know. But I thought he played well as a rookie. He's had two more years. I expect big things from him. And, you know, he's been around some good corners since he's been here and learned a lot. He's fast. Only 22.
Yeah, so, wow.
I think he's the guy.
Good deal. All right, Rube, final thing here, man. I know you're a big music guy. With Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys passing away yesterday, best Beach Boys song is which one?
You know, I saw Brian Wilson in 2015, and it was life-affirming. It was just unbelievable. And he was, you know, he wasn't getting around real well. He wasn't speaking. He was speaking haltingly, but he came out and he said, I'm going to play a song that they say is the best song I ever wrote. And then he paused and he goes, they're probably right. And he said, this one's called God Only Knows.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's really cool. I appreciate that perspective. So he said it. That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There wasn't a dry eye in the house at that point. It was really cool. And what a genius.
Awesome. Love it. Rube, stay well, pal. We'll talk to you soon. Obviously 6 weeks until training camp. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Rube.
Sounds good.
All right, there he is, Ruben Frank.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.